average speed of the individual atoms or molecules in that gas, solid, or whatever. And so you can make the average speed go to near zero. You might then jump into saying that, well, I'm stopping the electrons from moving around that nucleus. I say no. If you stop the electrons from moving around that nucleus, you don't have a atom, you don't have a molecule anymore. You've now got the stuff that goes into a neutron star. When you crush that electron down to the nucleus, if you started off with helium, you don't have helium anymore. You start off with hydrogen. You don't call it hydrogen anymore. So if it's still hydrogen, it still has that electron moving around that nucleus. There's still a plus one charge in the nucleus and a minus one charge in that electron, and that electron is moving in a very specific orbit. Otherwise, it ain't hydrogen. So I think when it comes to temperature, we don't count the kinetic energy of the electron moving around the nucleus. I think we only talk about the translational kinetic energy of the hold-on molecule, if you still call it hydrogen, if you know what I mean. That's my guess. Over to you, John, K2RIW.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, because if we got to absolute zero and all motion stopped, if the electron stops its rotation, it would collapse into the nucleus, and obviously that's not happening. So that's good, Dick. That satisfies my question.
Yeah, if you want to still call it hydrogen or helium, it's still got to have, in the case of hydrogen, exactly one proton in the nucleus and one electron going around it in that very specific orbit. And if you call it helium, it's got to have exactly two protons, and if it's ordinary helium-4, two protons and two neutrons. And you can make isotopes, but without talking about isotopes, and if you still call it helium or call it hydrogen, I think you still got to have that exact same arrangement, even though you think it's at 0 degrees Kelvin. That's my guess. Otherwise, you've changed the matter. You've done transmutation of matter. And I don't think you and I desire to call cryogenics and superconducting into permanently changing the material where it isn't hydrogen, isn't helium, isn't copper anymore. I don't think we want to do that. And the micro and nano kelvins that you can get to, I'm reasonably sure that the molecules stay the exact same molecules. All the Nova Series articles I've seen on this one, no matter how close you get to absolute zero, the material stays the same. You bring it back to room temperature, you got the exact same material. N2XJM, K2LIW.
I believe that I have a quite different approach to that. You mentioned that we have a structure of an electron, and let me jump.
Now's as good a time as any of you to make that comment. Go ahead, Bernie.
No problem, Dick. I was just going to make a slight disagreement with what you said, but it's not relevant to the other conversation, but since we're at a pause for station ideas, we might say. When you send something out on the email list, if people don't like it, that's why they have a delete button. And if some people do like it, I would like to see it. Therefore, I am a club member, and therefore it means that it's appropriate. Please understand that a lot of these discussions, the question is, we don't want to have ScienceNet during drive time. Now is absolutely the appropriate time for these conversations. So please, somebody send those links out. Also, anybody that's got a beam, please swing it around and see where our little friends are existing, and drop an email to rfi@lymark.net.
That's not what we were told, though, right, Wes?
That's not what we were told. Actually, I got extracted from the Lymark repeater, and I was threatened by revoking my license if I'm going to be on the repeater for any reason at all. That's the truth. I've got a number of emails from the president of the club, standing about me not being allowed. I have contributed financial support to the club, and I don't remember when I was using the repeater during his direct time, and also talking about technical issues.
Thank you for visiting.
Code number 1126 on
the New England Reflector.
Link clear. I don't care how much money you gave, you refused to join the club, therefore you're not a club member. Fill out the piece of paper. Stop being childish and please join the club. We'd like to have you around, but you're being childish and refuse to join the club, so just join the club. Sorry, Dick. K2YO will be clear. I'm sorry for interrupting your net.
I'm not using the repeater for weeks already, and, you know, I moved with John to 14700, and we have been discussing over there. That's what is actually happening. And I was told also on the repeater that at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, when we had the conversation, they don't want to hear us talking about technical issues.
Big baby.
Yeah, there's a bit of a repeat going on here, as I see it, Bernie. At every point in time, I remember, 15 years ago, K2DKR would frequently discuss aeronautical situations, and he was very deeply interested in aeronautics, and there was a control issue going on. In other words, at each instant of time, if anybody discusses any particular subject at a particular depth, there usually are going to be a couple of members in the 400-member club. You're going to have a couple of members who say, I don't want to hear that, and what they're basically saying is, I want to exercise my control, and I want to remove the discussion of that particular subject from my repeater. I don't want to hear it. We always have a little bit of that. And that's human nature. I don't think we're ever going to get completely away from that. And maybe we just have to accept that kind of human nature. You might have an opinion on that one, Bernie. K2IO, K2RIW.
Nobody. Dick, I do, but that's not the point that Wesley's making. The point that Wesley's making is that Wesley refuses to join the club. He's getting letters saying, specifically, get off the repeater, it's a club repeater. This is an open net, so therefore he can be here now. But this is a club repeater, and Wesley, for some reason, is willing to pay dues, but it refuses to join the club. That's his choice. I personally am sorry to see that he's being childish about this and won't just join the club and be a valued part of the club. But he apparently doesn't want to. Now, the issues of whether or not the nets are going or the conversations are getting too technical, we can have that conversation, but that is entirely different than Wesley getting emails saying specifically you've got to either join the club or get off the repeater.
I'm reasonably sure, Bernie, that even if he was a member, still when John and Wesley, during non-drive hours, take a considerable chunk of time, let me pick a number, an hour or 2 hours, to discuss a fairly deep subject during the time that the repeater is not being used for any other function. Choose a time. Maybe it's 10 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 11 o'clock at night. There will still be a couple of members. Maybe they're not acting with the best interest of the club in mind. Maybe they don't represent the management of the club. But human nature dictates that there will always be a couple of members who say, I don't want to hear that. I want you to take that somewhere else. And what they're basically saying, I think, is I, the person saying those words, want to have control, and I want to control you, and I want you to stop doing that. K2IO, K2LIW.
But sadly, you and I and John and other members of the net will never be able to have this discussion because Wesley refuses to join the club. So the point's been solved. The point's over at this point. Wesley won't simply fill out an application to join the club. He's already paid his dues, but he, for some reason, doesn't want to join. So the point is moot here because he's not part of the club anymore. So we're not going to have the value of his being around here because, for some reason, he just won't join the club.
Well, I need the help of John in this area. When I joined the club, and I will still be punished, this time being revoked with the right of the member, because I'm talking about technical issues, which I believe ham radio is educational. doesn't make any sense for me to do it, but John would be able to better describe the problem that I have. John?
Please. Dick, I'm very sorry that the TechNet is getting taken up with this, but in short, whether Wesley is a member or not, he should be a member. I agree. He doesn't. Okay. Now, that's his prerogative. But Richie has told me, the president of the club, no two-hour conversations about technical stuff because people don't want to hear it. And that's the bottom line. So that's why I, you know, opted to move to the other repeater. But even if he was a member, these conversations would not be allowed. So it's kind of a moot point there.
But people like myself, it was willing to go to bat for those conversations. I, as a member, want those kind of things. But nothing to go to bat for because there's the point on. You don't get to have a resolution to this. These things are brought up in front of the board. They've been discussed in front of the board. You know, specifically left open to resolve. But now the point's gone away because the conversations aren't going to be there anymore. Against him. hams who have chosen to use duly sanctioned and coordinated repeaters when they were closed repeaters and were asked not to use them. So yes, absolutely, the FCC has taken action against that.
KC2YDT, with a comment, I could probably clarify this real quick.
Bernie, is the Rimac repeater an open repeater or a closed repeater?
KC2YDT, with a comment.
Matt, you've been heard. Dick, please take care of Matt. But if you read the bylaws of Rimac, it says the repeater exists specifically for the sole use of club members, so therefore it is a closed repeater.
Is it listed in the repeater directory as an open repeater or a closed repeater?
Well, errors in the ARRL publications really are not a legal issue regarding the repeater. If you read the bylaws, that's specifically what it says.
Is the repeater directory in error? It has been in error for 20 solid years. Is someone going to correct the error?
I have no real idea how to do that. Do you? You know, you've been a member longer than I have. The bylaws in this area have not changed in at least 25 years. So I really don't know how to get the league to change their... Actually, I don't know if does the league publish those or who coordinates that data?
The league has been told that this is an open repeater. They have been told that for 20 solid years. Is that in error? Is that error going to be corrected this year?
Specifically, who told them? I'd like to find out who is actively telling them that last year. Who told them that last year?
In order to be listed in the repeater directory, you have to fill out a piece of paper each year confirming to the league that is still an active repeater. So whoever is filling out that paper each year to make it listed as the repeater directory for 20 solid years has allowed it to be listed as an open repeater. I've had this exact discussion at a Rimac meeting in which Jeannie said that this is a repeater intended for the members only, to which I asked Jeannie, does that mean the repeater directory is in error? She said yes. And I asked, is that error going to be corrected? I did not get an answer.
Well, I guess we can reasonably assume that Jeannie doesn't update the repeater directory. I don't either. I don't know who does that. If you hear who that is, please let me know, and I'll be glad to spearhead the issue to get that changed. But I don't know who does that. I'll bring it up to the next board meeting and ask if they know who does that.
Do you desire the repeater directory to say that it is a closed repeater?
No, I desire for Wesley to sign the piece of paper so he can be a member of the club.
Is this an open repeater or closed repeater? Do you want the repeater directory to continue the error? If the answer is no, would you be spearheading an issue to make the repeater directory for the first time in 20 years declare what you believe is a truthful statement, that it is a truly closed repeater?
Together. Bye-bye, Dick.
Sadly, yes. And Dick, could you please service Matt's request? It's a friend of mine. I hate that I'm stepping on him, but I keep stepping on him.
You've got it, Matt.
Please, Big Omega.
Hey, she's too wide, you see. Okay, very good. I can tell you from the law enforcement side of things, you know, that documentation paper is a extremely legal thing. If the club has been having people step off the repeater and sending out letters, you know, stating, you know, same case as Wesley's, if they are not a member, if they don't pay their dues and sign that sheet of paper, then they have to get off. If they did not do the same with Wesley, which they did, there could be consequences and lawsuits brought to the club on that. And so that one sheet of paper, it's a contract. Same thing like when you're buying a house and everything. If they do not have that signature on ink, it is not deemed legal, and that's why Ritchie had to send out that letter because they'd been following that policy in the past. KC2YDT, back to that.
Please, the rubble.
You said it clarified that. At first, I had no problems between the repeater. But the problem that I have had is that the letter that I have got from the president of the club was taken in first instances. The repeater is to be used occasionally for non-members. And when I ask, what do you mean by occasionally, telling me the number of times a week, an hour, a month, a year, I didn't get the answer. And then I've got another paper sending, and also on the radio from the person who is managing the membership, that occasional means only in emergency and no other exemption. And if I do it, I'm going to have my license revoked. So it looks like it's a close to repeat. Let me drop.
Please, big troublemaker, time to go back.
Okay. And then there were two controversial statements. One was no use of the repeaters apart from the emergency. So then I sent to the president of the club the letter sending that I see the controversy in these two statements. They are contradicting themselves. One of them says occasional use, and the other of them says, from another email, no use at all, a part of the emergency. And then I was told that occasional use means emergency, means I have no right to be on the repeater. And the only reason that I didn't join the repeater is that I was told over the radio on this frequency that they do not want to hear me talking at 11 or 12 o'clock p.m. about technical issues or CNC machines or what I purchased.
But he likes you, Wes.
Well, Wesley, I tell you what, I like hearing you talk about that. Does that change your mind? You'll now join the club?
Open.
AC2YDT for comment as well.
Yeah, but what's going to happen is you like it, but I'm going to be told then you cannot talk the same way that I am being told as I'm another member. The only difference is that you cannot throw me out of the repeater. So actually, I understand this as an act of extortion. But I might be wrong. It might be only my imagination. You know what I'm saying? I'm helping the club. I offered thousands of dollars for the repeater to have a D-Star compatible. It's not the money issue. The issue is in your head, guys. You just don't want me to be on the repeater. But at the same time, you say join the club. Yeah, I don't understand it, Dick.
Wesley, you're wrong. I do want you to be on the repeater. And all it takes is, as Dick said, micrograms. I can't even think of the measurement small enough to put some ink on a piece of paper, and then we could have this conversation. And I, like many people, will stand up and say that you should be on there. But we can't do that because you won't put a piece of signature on a piece of paper. You paid the money. Just sign the paper.
John, KC2WGB, was I told that they don't want me to talk? So whether I'm a member, I'm not a member, they don't want me to talk about technical issues. Seven guys standing 1 hour on a technical issues. Between all of these beeps, how much time do they have to express themselves? And the president of the club is jumping and they say, it's a drive time. It's 11 o'clock. It's a drive time. You have no rights to talk about it.
Nobody likes you, go away.
Bottom line, Wesley, if you want to have this discussion, sign the piece of paper. I'll go to bat for you, but I guess you're not going to sign the piece of paper. Dick, I'm sorry. I'm taking up way too much of your net. I'm clear. K2YO.
Thank you, paper, you would.
Matt wanted to make a comment. Go ahead, Matt.
Thank you, paper. Would you like it? Go back.
AC2YDT, you should be able to talk over, so go right ahead.
No big deal. Whatever. You go.
John, can you say a few words, KC2WGB?
Yeah, Wesley, we can communicate over this. Oh, look, this is just a sad state of affair, but I think Bernie's right in a way that, you know, enforcing the law and breaking the spirit of the law are two different things. If you become a member and then they still hassle you about being on for an hour or 2 hours, then where do you take it? Who do you see about that? So that is a difficult subject. I don't know if you want to try it. Like I said, you know, that's up to you, Wesley, whatever you feel comfortable doing. And Dick has the right idea. I know the repeater is listed as an open repeater. I always thought it was open. Dick has mentioned it before, many months ago, that it was an open repeater. So I got all confused when this happened, and it was just the easier way to go to another repeater for the technical discussions. Over to you, Dick.
I think another thing is, so far I've got the letter, and there are many people that will get the letter. So, in other words, it looks like in March, based on the words that I've got and the papers that I've got, there'll be no allowance for anybody from out of the club to even talk on the repeater, and based on the sentences from the email stating that only in emergency they can use it.
And only mobile to mobile, supposedly, too. Remember that statement. So, I mean, it's confusing.
Unfortunately, somebody could fox the rules on that one by climbing into their car and having a technical discussion, and that would be technically mobile to mobile, but of course it's a slight foxing of the rules. Yeah, this is a an issue that has been around for more than 15 years. It was roughly 1995 that a discussion occurred in a board meeting that I was present at, in which Jeannie said that it's a repeater intended for members only, and I brought to her attention the fact that for, at that time, more than 10 years, the repeater directory had said that it was an open repeater, but no one was willing to correct the so-called error. You could interpret the actions at that time that everyone wanted it both ways. They wanted it to be for members only, but yet listed as opened. And so that's a decision that's been made. It's correctable, but I'm of the belief that it might not get corrected. Okay, I've got to leave you guys. Sorry about all that. And this was TechNet number 1337. I've got to get up early tomorrow, and there's a bit of a high priority thing going on at my place of work. So I'm going to have to leave you all. Bye-bye. Mel, I wonder if you want to say a couple words. K2KUI, if you're there. We haven't put you to sleep. K2LIW in the TechNet.
Right, please. Confess.
Yeah, I'm still there. This is K2KUI. Sorry to hear about all the controversy, but I've had a little bit of a problem. At time with Limark some years ago, and I clarified it because I'm holding here the manual, and the ARM manual, and it has a list of ads, people that take out, you know, ad pages, you know, different companies like ICOM and so on and so forth, and one of the pages, ad pages, is the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club, and I read over this whole page, and nowhere, this is a page that is submitted for an ad that I'm sure that Limark has control over, and nowhere in this entire page of ads does it say it's a closed repeater, Dick, over.
Does it say it's an open repeater?
Well, the fact that it's an advertisement, I mean, you wouldn't have to put an advertisement in a national journal for a local situation. I mean, the repeater directory goes to 50 states and probably 100 countries to put an ad in there means you want wider distribution, and you want people to know about the organization. So if it was closed, that would have been the right time to say it, is what I think Mel is saying. Back to you, Bernie.
Well, what the ad says is come join the club, and these are the features we have. We have a repeater. Come join the club to use it. That by implication says it's a club repeater.
Also, I have another issue, the Echolink. People around the world can gather together and talk together, and if it's a closed repeater where the paper is going to be sent, question of mine is the paper in March going to be sent to all the people that shows on that repeater, not in emergency, because that's what means by occasional, including the people from the Echolink. Because if the Echolink is allowed, then the statements of this matter are simply illegal. It's a crime. It's a simple act of extortion to other people who use it directly and to exhale.
Wesley, if that's true, then every other club you could ever belong to is guilty of extortion. We might as well get a RICO Act conviction going here. Who specifically are you talking about over the Echolink and over RLP? You're talking about Paul out in Las Vegas? He's a member. He signed the paper. You didn't. So we can't really have this conversation, can we?
No. Talking about other people logging through the Echolink, I've heard quite a few stations, and they enjoy talking. This repeater is one of the best repeaters that I ever heard. And I told I have no problem to join a club. The problem that I have is that I'm not allowed to call. It's just that I'm being told that I can talk about what? About the dinner, about travel, about what else? That's what I was told. And many people, including John, they've heard it. They don't want to hear 12 o'clock in the midnight, me talking about technical issues.
The fucking idiot you are. Keep trouble. Go away. Make trouble in Poland. Like fucking idiot Trump.
I'm going to have to leave you guys. Try to have a pleasant week, and we'll get a little bit further with understanding magnetics next week, but we're not going to get the whole answer. Complicated issue, but I think we're making a little bit of progress. The blind is leading the blind, and more people will be researching. We're also finding out a little bit more about how the power wiring takes place around our blocks and around our neighborhoods, and apparently that's more complicated than the first meets the eye. Looks like everything is complicated. The whole world is complicated. 73, you guys. Bye-bye, Mel. Bye-bye, group. K2RAWClear.
K2YDT. What's the comment for Wesley?
Pollocks are leading the Pollocks.
Yeah, Dick, as you hear. different kind of approaches. The thing is that I'm going to send you again the link to that video that Glenn was able to see, and John. Very much controversial, but I didn't even expect that Glenn is going to react this way. He said very interesting, and that might be something. The new approach to understanding a microstructure of elements surrounding us. I don't know who's going to send the microphone to. Have a good one. Thank you, Dick, for your help and your dedication. Why did you pick up?
Troublemaker.
Okay, Wesley, the best way, which I would say, to solve the issue is go to the next board meeting. This way you could have a definitive issue from the board. If I've heard what you say this numerous times. Occasional use is someone who doesn't come on the repeater that much. If they want to make a quick call on it, that's not a problem. But it's shouldn't be more than a few hours a week. So, to me, a few hours is an hour and a half or so. But again, that's me. So my suggestion would be to go to the next board meeting so you could have a definitive issue. And if you are, you know, I'm sure there's a few members on the club that will come with you and support you. But as far as signing the paper goes, that's something which the club has to do because they've been following that procedure numerous times. And if they didn't do the same with you, then there would be, there could be possible issues with that. So that would be my suggestion. And as far as talking, technical stuff, and et cetera, until you sign that sheet of paper, the answer is always going to be, you're not a member, so your thing is void. If you become a member, try how it is, and decide not to be a member, then you could do that as well. But that would be my suggestion. And to a stand, KC2YDT.
Not told in the letter, though, Matt.
Yes, and the letter stands, occasional use is not yours a week. Occasional use is emergency only. That's what I have on paper, or at least email.
Please, let's not use emails and letters, because I might back before. Once again, unless you're a club member, the point's moot. So I and Matt and other people can't go to bat for you on this. We would love to help you on this. I'd love to change this policy in the club, and I don't think it's an absolute policy. I've been to the board meetings. I've heard the discussion. But once again, there's nothing we can do because you're not a member.
Everybody hates Leslie. That is problem.
There is at least something. Thank you very much. There is a good comment. Yes, you become the member, and we're willing to correct that for you and allow you to talk about something that will help others and me the same way to understand whatever technical I have in mind.
Just putting words in your mouth, look up.
Actually, I take part in those conversations, so I'm as guilty as you are on this issue. But I can have a say for them. I can stand up to the board and disagree with them, but and sway them in a different direction. But, you know, the point's moot.
Yep, that's correct, Leslie. If you become a member, sign the sheet of paper, we could go for that for you. There's a few members in the club. I'm sure Dick would be one of them, and a few others that would go for that for you. But until you do that, the answer is always going to be, well, he's not a member, so the points move and the discussion move on.
Well, I wanted to say goodnight to you and thank you, KC2WGB.
Pollock is trying to trick you. Be careful.
Hey, Mel, can we invite you to come out to the Hempfest Sunday?
Actually, you and Dick, you created something that is absolutely marvelous. And this is actually the technical education. And you dedicated 27 years, guys, or 28 years of your time. I discovered that repeater through the TechNet, and I do not understand one thing, that the repeater is listed as open repeater, when in March it will be practically closed one. And then I wonder what's going to happen if somebody driving around, and that would be the truck driver that I've heard on this repeater, will try to ask for direction or get a help. Well, guess what? He cannot, because based on the rules of that repeater, he doesn't have a right to it. I wonder how they're going to send him the letter and to exil.
Hey,
John, are you still out there?
Yes, I am, Bernie.
Hold up his drink.
Can you give me a call? I think you have my 5678 number.
Tricky Pollock. The dirty Pollock trying to trick you with his funny Polish talk.
I can't locate that number, Bernie. Can you give it to me now? Or you don't want it on the air?
to Bonnie, why don't I call John real quick, give him your number, and then he'll give you a call. Because obviously, I would say to not put out that number at this time.
Okay, basically.
Yeah, that number's published anyway. 516-816-5678.
Okay,
got it, Bernie.
Trouble for 2 hours
now.
KC2YDT. And, Bernie, give me a call as well when you get a chance. I have some interesting information to tell you. KC2YDT.
Everybody hates.
Mean tonight or tomorrow?
Everybody hates the message.
Call me anytime. If you want to call me tonight, call me tonight. Tomorrow, call me tomorrow. It really doesn't matter. You know. But do have some pretty interesting information of an area we could, which, if you know what I mean.
Yes, it's Elmont, New York. Nobody likes Leslie. Everybody hates him very much. To kick him out of Club 30 Foreigner. Does everybody hate Leslie? Well, because he's got big mouth and he tries to trick people. Just talk, 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 talk. Nobody likes Leslie. Go away from Limehouse, Leslie. Any places to go on amateur radio? Why must you bother Limehouse? You dirty foreigner, you're making trouble trying to trick people tonight. You're wasting time for 2 hours. Not member of club, but you go away. Don't come back.
John, KC2WGB, KC2YDT.
Not for 2 more hours, look what you did. that you do that, obviously will go on and on and on like the idiot that he is for 2 more hours. Did you get him going again? Why do you talk to Wesley now? He will talk all night. Got this idiot stupid things in his brain.
Fuck, why, Mark?
But I'm saying that Wesley now will go on for 2 more hours talking his bullshit. But if Limark does not like Wesley, they laugh at him all day long and they repeat that is unbelievable. See, you are embarrassment to Polish country. Cannot come back to Poland no more, you're a big embarrassment.
Okay, very good, Wesley. You know, like I said, as long as you understand it, we will, we'll help you out. But we're not going to get, be able to help you out until you sign that sheet of paper. And, you know, as far as they, and like I told you before, why you have to sign the sheet of paper, why it's so important, that's the reason. But we will help you out, you know, this sign that sheet of paper. If you want, you could even go to the next board meeting and talk directly with them. And, you know, if you go to the board meetings, everything from the board meetings is in writing. They become minutes, and that's a legal document for the club.
Take the paper, shove it up your ass.
Talk to Wesley no more. Now he will go on for 3 more hours with this crazy bullshit that comes out of his brain. Balls out of his ass.
Yeah, we already discussed that, Matt. You just didn't respond to my comment about the drivers.
He's going to talk all night. What's wrong with you?
Okay, very good, Wesley. And, Wesley, do you have my phone number as well?
Yeah, John is going to give it to me.
Okay, very good. You know, if you want to talk at all, give me a call, and I'd be more than happy to go to bat for you. And we'll probably get this thing solved for you. So that's what we need to do. And, you know, we'll be able to do that. Because there are a fair amount of members on the repeater that do like your conversations, like it. Even if it's late at night. You know, it's one of those issues where you're always going to have a few people coming in and saying to get off, but as long as you're on, you know, during hours that the board tells you to, you know, at night, like you are, when there's not a lot of people on, you know, I don't see any issues with you talking technical stuff, because you always turn over the repeater if someone needs to make the call. Okay, C2YDT.
That's bullshit. Everyone in club hates Wesley. They want him to go away, and this is why they laugh at him on the repeater all day. If you listen, everybody laughs at Wesley. Stupid guy.
Take the paper, shove it up his ass. Shove it up your ass.
And everybody laughs at Wesley on the repeater all day long. If you listen, everybody making fun of Wesley. You stupid idiot, Wesley. You should go away. This is what they say.
1-800, stick the paper up his ass.
Everybody hates Wesley. Everybody laughs. They say, funny foreign guy with big mouth, no brains. We people, we laugh at Wesley.
Okay, thank you, Matt, for the information. Have a good night. Wish you the best.
good night. WS2N clear.
I love my faggot.
Have a good night. Thank you for tonight.
I love our faggot.
To be nice to Peter till Wesley got here. Now he's big, stupid mess with Wesley here. Everybody was getting along like friends, and now everybody being very mad at Wesley. They think he's an idiot.
You're a faggot too.
Wesley, I don't know if Wesley's faggot, but nobody likes Wesley. Effing him, Devon.
Very good, Wesley. Have a good night. KC2YDT.
Bye, Wesley, you big stupid guy.
Don't know if you heard me, switched over to high power. Have a good night, Wesley. And, you know, like I said, there's always a few members on the club that are willing to help you out. So, just keep that in mind. KC2YDT, clear.
Hey, have a good one. Thank you very much for your support.
Nobody wants to help you, Wesley, because everyone hates you. They want you to go away, so they have no more problems.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm just saying, you might want to check your signal. You're severely... You've got something of feedback.
That is Wesley has feedback. He will go away. We don't care about Wesley's feedback.
Yes, buddy. Very good. That's why I said give me a call when you want to. KAC2YDT.
Buddy hates Wesley. Everybody wants him to go away.
And, buddy, we definitely... This is pretty good. I'm liking this a lot. So give me a call when you can, and I'll tell you my results. Please, do I do
the results? The results are that you're a complete idiot. That's the results.
I love it when people say that. Please, do I do the.
Check my equipment. It says you sound like an idiot. You look like an idiot. You are an idiot. There is in complete agreement. Yes, it's made it fall in my equipment. Bye, Wesley. Have a good night. Remember, everyone on Limebark hates you.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Nice cool evening. snow's coming. Name here is Dave, by the way.
Okay, Dave, very good. KC2YGT. And here is Matt. I'm just trying to get Wesley to sign the sheet of paper so he can go to bat for him a little bit. But the move is void until he does that. So that's pretty much the end of the conversation. You know, until he signs the sheet of paper, becomes a member, then we could go to bat for him.
Yeah. I think a part of it that goes on. This is something that's dragging out a long time already.
Been going on for a while.
And it's just got a bunch of characters out here who don't have the guts to even identify themselves with their remarks, but what can you do? You can't do anything. I've been playing around with this hobby since 1947, so I'm a little used to it by now. I should say a little used to some of the schmoes that are around. Matt, go ahead.
Yep, I hear you on that one. But I'm not actually at this point like it when we're getting the interference when I'm around. Helps me out a lot. So my issue is keep it coming when I'm on.
Yeah, there is an interesting point because we're tied in on the internet, and I have plenty of time to listen, and I hear the same people from different parts of the state and different countries calling using the internet, and it's going through this repeater, code here. So, how do you stop that? Get them to join or what? You know, it's like somebody in Switzerland or someone in Tokyo. Over.
KC2YDT. Well, listen, from what I've heard from Witsy, occasional use is coming on occasionally and talking. I know that's different from what Wesley got in the mail, but again, it wasn't from Witsy directly. And again, Witsy is the president, so obviously if Wesley were to send another letter out to him directly, and by the soldier would come about, then his say would overrule the rest of the board. So that's where you stop that. You know, like I said, a lot of people that come on the repeater from all over the world and so on, you know, they're not on as much as Wesley is. And that's where that issue is. From what I've heard from Wesley, he wants to keep it semi-open where people can use it occasionally, but when they are on it every night of the week or, you know, three times a week or so on, for just longer than 20 minutes or so, then it becomes an issue. But that's really needs to get clarified from which you directly.
If you lose me all of a sudden, you'll know the machine went off. I think it's 1 o'clock when it goes off. I'm not quite sure. I think that's what it's set for. But, I don't know. If he joins the club, I'll tell you what's going to happen. He's going to join the club. If he joins the club, you're going to have the same spiel again. There's going to be a lot of hassle about this. And my opinion is the club will go down the tubes.